On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 28, Polokwane 27. Action SA leader Herman Mashaba has announced television host Xolani Khumalo as the party's mayoral candidate for the metro of Ekurhuleni during the 2026 local government elections. Speaking in Tembisa, Mashaba says Ekurhuleni has been betrayed by corrupt politicians. He described Khumalo as a people's leader who will fight corruption, restore dignity, and give Ekurhuleni a fresh start.
I present to you a leader who will fight for you. A leader who has walked the streets with you, who will now take the fight and clean out the road. Someone who will deliver services for all residents of Ekurhuleni. It is my honor to present to you Mr. Xolani Khumalo.
The organization Mining Affected Communities United in Action says the South African Human Rights Commission's inquiry into artisanal mining and the Stilfontein crisis risk shielding the state rather than delivering justice. The organization criticized the years of delay, the ignored recommendations, and the exclusion of victims and rescuers. The organization's Mpo Nkwama urges the commission to focus on accountability.
We call on the South African Human Rights Commission to urgently revise both its program and terms of reference to guarantee sufficient time to communities to present evidence. The South African Human Rights has already failed the victims of Stilfontein by its inaction during the crisis.
The Department of International Relations and Cooperation has welcomed the recent developments aimed at achieving a ceasefire and peace in Gaza. Spokesperson Crispin Peary says Hamas's decision to release Israeli hostages and engage further must be met with reciprocal action from Israel. He says lasting peace requires the release of Palestinian prisoners and an end to confrontation, urging a permanent ceasefire and a political process recognizing Palestinian statehood.
They represent a critical opportunity to build a foundation for a just and durable peace. We therefore emphasize that the release of the Palestinian political prisoners, including children and the abductees seized from the humanitarian flotilla, must be urgently addressed.
And U.S. President Donald Trump authorized the deployment of troops to Chicago after a federal agent shot an allegedly armed motorist in the city yesterday. This comes after a judge blocked the Republican leader's attempt to send the military into Portland, another Democratic-run city. The escalating crisis across the country pits Trump's increasingly militarized anti-crime and migrant crackdown against opposition Democratic officials, who accuse him of an authoritarian power grab. I'm Mio Pinar. More news on our website at jacarandafm.com.
Jacaranda. Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. However, it is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Call me when you break up. I want to be the first one.